were two unidentified species. One he has identified now as a kinghorn skink, which is way, way, way out of its area. It's moved, well, its normal area is around Walgett, and the other one is still unidentified. So some of the surprising results was finding a squirrel glider in this area. That's well out of its range as well, and it is a threatened species. So it's very unusual to find a squirrel glider in the Ballater or the Plains area. And there are other threatened species that were found as well, which was fantastic.
How did they go about identifying them?
Well, he's a specialist, so it's a spotlight walk through at night and identifying things that he sees at night. That's one method of identifying them. There's all sorts of other methods of capturing fauna, like harp traps for bats. There's pitfall traps for animals that walk along the ground, including insects. There's funnel traps for reptiles, and there's Elliot traps for small mammals. There's cameras that identify things that are walking around, smelly lures, numbers of different ranges, ways of actually finding out what's in these. They are in threatened ecological communities. These communities of vegetation are extremely important, and one of the biggest remaining areas of these threatened ecological communities are along travelling stock routes. So the CMA is actually has a contract with the Northwest Land Livestock Health and Pest Authority to manage some of these areas for things like coolitai grass. So this just follows your last article. It's just showing the incredible variety of species that are in these remnants of native vegetation and their incredible value.
The reptile, how would it have managed to get so far out of its own normal habitat?
Well, it's pretty amazing, actually. Phil has actually found that there are five extensions of ranges. We don't know. Some of these areas haven't been, surveyed extensively before, but these five species are well out of their range. So it just shows that some of these species are more resilient than we had that was thought. The threatened species that have been found are grey crowned babbers, spotted harriers, painted honey eaters, little eagle, squirrel glider, little pied bat, and a pale headed snake. And bushstone curlews have been heard in the area as well. So that's pretty amazing. And then there are other things like planigales and dunnets and the four species of dragons that could be found in the area, lace monitors, and just the list goes on and on and on, and it's just fantastic. I think he's found 136 species altogether, which is absolutely brilliant.
All in that region?
Yes, it's 10 sites, and it's around four threatened ecological communities, and he's been pitfall trapping for towards the end of the 14 days. He's harp trapped up for bats every night. There's a little pied bat that's threatened. I think there are six bat species and six other mammal species, nine frog species, 27 reptiles and 88 bird species, which is fantastic.